Traditional retailers are in crisis, damaged by rapidly shifting consumer tastes, technological change, and cutthroat price competition. And then there's TJX, parent company of TJ Maxx and Marshalls, which is benefiting from the idea that under the right circumstances, people still like to shop in stores. It's a story from Wall Street Journal reporter Suzanne Kapner. Suzanne, what's up?
Well, you know, today as more and more shopping is done online, and you know, Amazon is kind of leading the path with technology and you know, data and analytics, TJ Maxx is really sticking with a strategy from you know, an old school era in retailing. It's all about merchant instincts, and it spends a lot of time training its merchandise buyers and teaching them how to find great products that it sells at great prices. And, you know, the strategy is working for them. Their sales are growing, and they're opening more stores, and only about 1% of their business right now comes from e-commerce.
You're kidding. 1%?
1% out of about wow. $33 billion in annual sales.
Holy cow. So you mentioned these merchant instincts. Did they get away from that at some point?
No. In fact, TJ Maxx has, TJX, as the company's called, has stuck with that. You know, they have sort of an obsession with this. And it's, you know, for the past 33 straight quarters, they've had sales increase at stores open in at least a year. Now, that's like unheard of for other retailers. You've seen Macy's, Nordstrom, Penney's, you know, sales declining, closing stores. And so they're really moving in the opposite direction by you know, zigging when everybody else is zagging.
Wow. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Suzanne Kapner. She's written a piece called How TJ Maxx is Bucking the Crisis in Retailing. So are they ignoring online, or that's just gravy to them at this point? How do they treat that?
They do have a small online business, and they've struggled a little bit with figuring out how online best works for them, because their whole sort of secret sauce is this treasure hunt. And you know, the idea is shoppers never know what bargains they're going to find, because there's the merchandise turns over so rapidly that, you know, you go back from one week to the next, and there's new stuff in the stores, and so it gives shoppers this, you know, sense of like, let me comb through the racks, because I never know what I'm going to find. It's very hard to replicate that online. And okay. They had the TJ Maxx brand had some trouble with its website. They launched it initially in 2004 and then closed it a year later. They didn't relaunch it until 2013. So it's clearly an area that they've struggled to figure out. But not being online hasn't really hurt their overall business.
It's almost amazing, isn't it? That 1% stats? Wall Street Journal reporter Suzanne Kapner.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.